Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, senior pastor at Eagle Mountain International Church, but also president of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And what you are about to see today is a taste of what the students at KCBC received from Brother Kenneth Copeland. Matthew 28:18 says, "Make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, teaching them." That's the Great Commission, is that we make disciples. And that's what Brother Copeland is doing with these students who are assembled together to be taught the word of faith, learning about the Father, the Son, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Good morning, everyone. This is Kenneth Copeland, and this is Monday, right? This is Monday. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here with the entire student body of Kenneth Copeland Bible College in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're glad to have you here. So let's give the Lord a praise before we begin. There's a mandate on my life. Wait a minute. Before I get started, there's something that I said to this class some time ago, and I want to straighten it out. Well, what I said was right. I just didn't finish. I said that I don't read very many books other than the Bible. I didn't say that was right. I said that's just me. But, and the Lord has corrected me on that, and I'm in the process of correcting that. Concerning healing, read all the good books on healing you can get your hands on. Read books about faith that are about the word of faith and not fussing with it. But particularly in healing, to keep yourself well and be able to teach that as in an example and from the word of God to the people to whom you minister. For it's amazing how that will keep you in divine health, such as F.F. Bosworth classic, Christ the Healer. Oh, that's just an amazing book. Glory. F.F. Bosworth was an amazing man. He and E.W. Kenyon were together under Marie Woodworth Eder's ministry in Chicago. And there's just a whole lot of word of faith born right there, because she really knew what she's talking about. Had many, many, many signs and wonders in her life and ministry. There was one time that she was preaching, and right in the middle of her message, she just froze in place and stood there for hours, completely caught away in the Spirit. So that's a good book to read. Amen. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus today. We give you praise and thanksgiving, for the Word of God is the living heart of God. And we look to the Word in order to see your life and see your ways. And we know that faith comes. We know that faith comes by hearing. And we know that hearing comes by the Word of God. And so we give you honor and glory this morning in the name that's above every name. Glory to God, the name of Jesus. So, Romans chapter 3, I don't like to just read one isolated scripture. So, look, how many of you have a Baptist background? May I see your hands? Jimmy Swaggart said there's more Baptists than there are people. some of us at one time or another knew, and we either Baptists or we knew somebody that was. And I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. Now, how many of you have heard this? There is none righteous, no, not one. Oh, my goodness. Oh, over and over. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, you were an old sinner and you got saved by grace, so get over it. Glory. And then you come over. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Well, now, see, you can't read one of those verses and say, oh, you just get deeper into trouble if you do that. None that understands, none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way, and so forth and so on. Well, come then to the 22nd verse. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith, there it is, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. So you don't just hang on to one verse. It'll get you into trouble. It's got me into trouble, and I'm quite sure before we get through this week and next week that I'll have the opportunity to bring that to you. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Now, here's another one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, yeah, surely, absolutely. But that's not over yet. Just keep reading. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation or be a sacrifice through faith in His blood, there's faith again, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. So faith is a spiritual force, and it's born in the human spirit at the time of conversion, because it is the gift of God. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, and we'll look at chapter 2, and we'll see this, a letter written to different people by the same author, the Holy Spirit, by the Apostle Paul. All right. Ephesians 2, and oh, this little book, and this little book of Ephesians is such a powerhouse. Start with the first verse. And you has He quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, we all had our manner of life, in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, has made us alive together with Christ. He's made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come you might show the exceeding, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace, of His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So there it is. So now we have out of the mouth of two witnesses here. By grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So which one of them is the gift of God, the grace or the faith? Both of them. Absolutely, both of them are. So the law of faith, it works. It works when it's put to work, and it works every time. So let's go to a working definition of faith. Now I have asked them to put it up so we can see it. All right. Now faith is. That's a good place to start. Now faith is. If it isn't now, it isn't faith. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's very, very plain. Now let's turn over there in the King James and we can see that as we read this. In that 11th chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now, I wanted you to see the phrase, the title deed. It is the title deed, and it is the conviction. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now, we know from the 10th chapter of Romans, as I said before, that faith comes. Faith comes. So, don't blame it on the faith. Faith comes. Faith is a result of hearing the word of faith preached. Now, Kenneth Hagin talked about the fact that he heard the audible voice of God say to him, "Teach my people faith. I have both taught you faith from my word, and you have learned faith through certain experiences. Teach my people faith." Well, he taught me. Now, I had the wonderful, absolute, gorgeous experience of being involved with both Oral Roberts' ministry and Kenneth E. Hagin's ministry. Kenneth Irwin Hagin, praise God. I thought about this for a long time. I came out of Oral Roberts' ministry a true New Testament evangelist, with signs and wonders following. Amen. So, and from the very beginning, I had a heart to evangelize. While I was in Tulsa, I planned to stay there and go to school the whole 12 years if that's what God wanted me to do. But after that first semester, the Word of God came to me and said, "I'm ready for you now." I had already gone to my landlord there was also an attorney. Well, I came out of Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association. And so I wanted the Kenneth Copeland Evangelistic Association. And I planned on staying in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Because that's where I got it. That's where I found it. That's where I received it. And that's where I wanted to stay. And the Lord said, No, you're going to Fort Worth. I said, no, don't take me back there. I don't want to do that. And so anyway, you know, and here I stand. So, but this was the perfect will of God for us. And I heard the Lord say this, you will evangelize, but it will be through your teaching the people faith and help training them. I had no idea there was going to be a Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Are you kidding? That was in God's plan, but it didn't occur to me. So he said, you will evangelize, but you will teach my people faith and they will win souls. Well, that's turned out to be true. But then, of course, I never dreamed that there would be a Victory Network where it would just be massive in its soul-winning outreach, just in our giving invitations ourselves and then Eagle Mountain International Church and then all of that combined. In 2020 turned out to be something like a total of 128 million people that have come to the Lord through the ministries that we support, through the ministries that we've taught. Now that's massive. And that is far more people than Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association won. But now, wait a minute, there's Oral Roberts University. And all of the preachers and all of the teachers and that have come out of that university over the years, it's exactly the same principle. And it's massive. And all of the people that have come to the Lord through Kenneth Hagin Ministries. But wait a minute, there's Rhema Bible Training Center. Hallelujah. Can you see it? It is the job and it is the calling of every born again Christian to be a witness. And far too few of them do it. Amen. Now, going to church is not serving God. Well, brother, no, it isn't. Going to church is not serving God. Now, if you go to church and serve the pastor and serve the people, then that's serving God. But you go to church as part of a body, part of a local body of believers. And that body should be a witness to the whole city. It should be that body should be a witness to the whole area roundabout. Amen. And every member of that church should be serving God as a witness all week long, witnessing to people, praying with people and for people, winning souls. It says the believer shall go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not preachers. Well, we're required to do it too. We just have to do double duty. Teach you and do what we preach. Praise God. Amen. Praise God forevermore. So, it comes to the place of faith. And our working knowledge of faith and how to use it, how to release it, how to feed it, how to act and have our lives revolve around it is extremely important. Now then, let's continue. I want to read in the Classic Amplified all the way down through the 6th verse. So would you put that up for us, please? Now, faith is the assurance, confirmation, title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds... Now, wait a minute. By faith. By being completely, totally convicted that this unseen force works.
Yes.
But the big thing is title deed. Title deed. If it's finances you're believing for, you stay in the Word until that conviction comes, and then you realize, I own it. I own that money now. I'm debt free now. Why? Because I believe it. Glory to God. And when I pray, I believe I receive it. That's what Jesus said do. How? By faith. I am totally convicted. Totally convinced. Absolutely no turning back. It's mine. During the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. No, of course not. It's made out of faith. All right. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God, and God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. As though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking because of faith. Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven so that he did not have a glimpse of death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, and that he is the rewarder of those that earnestly and diligently seek him out. Not that he is, but you must believe he's the rewarder.
Yes.
You must believe that. You have to believe that. It's impossible to please him unless you believe that. Because he wants to reward you. He wants to bless you. He wants to meet every need of your life. He wants to be a part of everything we do and everything we think and everything we say. So everything we do and everything we think and everything we say should be faith-based.
Amen.
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 Now you can see how things like, what faith are you? There are not but one kind. No. I mean, what church do you belong to? See, that is, well, it's all right, but why didn't you ask me what church I belong to instead of what faith am I? And we'll be back in a little bit because we're out of time. Give the Lord a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving Word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get His blessing to you, and your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first His kingdom, and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what His blessing is all about. Find out what God's Word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of His grace. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the condition of your life. So choose God's word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offers good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real, it's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
Wasn't that amazing, being a KCBC student here in Kenneth Copeland and lots of marvelous teachers? In fact, I have with me today Dr. Tony Irby, who is the dean of KCBC.
And a teacher.
And a teacher. Wow. And so we are taking these students and we are making disciples of them. How does that happen,
that
Dr.
Happens
Tony?
With the Word of God being first place, faith, love, teaching them to walk in integrity and excellence.
That's a mouthful. And so they come 4 hours a day, every day,
five days a week.
But they're involved in church, they're involved in the ministry. It's a very hands-on school.
And immersion is not just Kenneth Copeland Bible College, because it's Eagle Mountain International Church.
That's right.
It's not just Eagle Mountain International Church, it's the Victory Network, it's KCM Ministries, it's all of that combined, really, to give that overall experience and immersion into the Word of God.
So what we're doing today and all this week and next is receiving an offering for Kenneth Copeland Bible College, where you can sow into the lives of these students as they become disciples, because tuition never covers
never.
All the price.
65-70% still has to come through other sources.
Wow, that's a lot. So you can give by going online to kcm.org/give. And just look for the KCBC account. Or to make it easy, you can text to give. Text the number 36609 and the word KCBC with the amount that you'd like to give. You can also give by phone, and you just call the number that's on your screen and be sure to mention that you want to support KCBC. And for those who are outside the United States, you can know that the mission of KCBC to teach students who they are, we do that around the world in everything that we do, but we're also looking into extending KCBC into other nations. You can write as well to KCBC at Fort Worth, Texas, 76192, and be sure to mention KCBC. But this is Dr. Tony Irby and Pastor Terry here telling you that God loves you,
we
love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text to give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC.